As far as we can tell, all power's been cut off everywhere. All communications are out. Telephones, radio, cable, everything.
Oh, Eleanor, did you call the electrician?
I tried, Mr. Bleeker, but the phone doesn't work either.
Well, call the phone company.
But the phone doesn't work.
Cactus 1529, turn right 280. You can land runway 1 at Teterboro.
We can't do it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
My name's Roy.
Roy what?
Gerbel.
A Gerbel?
Uh-huh. Is that Dane in the background? Put Dane on the phone.
No,
I'm not even supposed
to. You don't tell me to put Dane on the phone.
You put Dane on the phone right now. Right now.
Who the fuck do you... I want... Okay. Excuse me?
You know, you heard me. Yeah. We caught you.
I don't do drugs.
Well, not on me. I don't cut hair, ma'am. I'm in the corporate office.
Oh, you're in the corporate office.
Listen, sure. If you don't believe me, I have the password of the week.
Yeah, sure. I'll see you later.
It's Cactus. Cactus Fusion.
Bye.
That's your opinion.
I'm the property manager.
You're an idiot. It's Butt Street. 2.6 gigs. I want 2600 hertz.
Oh, there you go. Good for you.
Yep.
Well, anyway, call or send me an email when you can there, Tom. Otherwise, no need to call anymore about this.
My name's Samantha. I'm from the Church of the Machine.
We're going to eat M&Ms, we're going to drink vodka, and then we're going to smoke marijuana. Hey.
There, I don't know.
I know, I heard you
the first
time.
There were no dum-dums anyway. I think you're dum-dum. Let me speak to somebody.
We always have dum-dums on the counter. It's for the little kids.
Hey, Mary, this is Brad from Family Video. Over on 2nd Street. Fuck you. You hear me, Mary? Fuck you. Fuck you, Mary. All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Hello. Hey, I'm calling to order some of those food stamp tacos. Can I get 8 of those, please? Our manager, we have a new manager here. He's having us call everyone up and just let you know, he's the author of a book. It's called How to Lose Weight, The Patterson Way. His name's Frank Patterson. He's going to sign it to you personally. It's going to say, Christopher.
Shit.
I'm Sensei fucking Doug.
Okay, fucking Doug, have a good day.
Oh, you're going to curse at me now. You're going to curse at me now.
Well, why didn't you put the mail back in the box with a note?
Oh, don't get smart with me. I'll tell you what I'll do with the mail. I'll rip it up. I'm going to rip up your mail if you're going to get an attitude with me.
And it's looking like on this invoice, I'm going to have to put a retarded asshole fee on it as well.
Listen, maybe you can call Bob and have gay phone sex.
Oh, yes.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cotton?
Oh, crazy people.
Hey, everybody. This is Roy. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. I know it's hard to tell because of that intro, but this is The Snowplow Show. That intro was sent in to me by Uncle Runkle. Some of you might remember him as the guy that sent me a huge 80-foot-long drawing of PLA pranks last year. So thanks, Uncle Runkle, for reminding me of the time I accidentally killed poor Mrs. Cotton. And for probably using a song that's going to trigger the copyright infringement thing on YouTube and is going to make the people from other countries unable to listen because of your song. Way to go, Uncle Runkle. Thanks a lot. Today's show is sponsored by number 7, which is Ben Kilburn. Ben, you're the sponsor of today's show. It looks like I didn't pick the Ben Kilburn from December or January or February. This is the Ben Kilburn from November. Congratulations, Ben Kilburn from November, for being today's sponsor. I have a couple of updates about the JonBenet AMA thing. One thing is that Gloria yelled at me somewhere, I think on Facebook, and says that she caused confusion with the AMA too, so she should get some credit. So thanks, Gloria. There's your credit. I didn't see anything that you did, though, because I wasn't around the day that happened, last weekend, so I missed out on all the fun. But I also got an email from a guy named Dadulis, And he says, I think we actually got AMA closed and moved to r/unsolvedmystery because when I went to post, it said go there and post questions. I posted the below question and didn't get a response. And he attached a screenshot where he asks, is it possible to gather DNA from a cactus? So I'm sure some hilarity happened on the AMA, but most of us will never know about it because we weren't around to see it all happen. Damn it. Today is Monday, March 2nd, 2015. I'm mainly mentioning this so that I'll be forced to finish the show today, which I really don't know if that's going to happen or not, because it's getting kind of late. It's almost 4 o'clock right now. I think Jag TV is getting ready to start a show, a live show on PCN with his mother, which sounds amazing, and I really want to listen to that. So crap, I should stop recording and just listen to his show for a while. No, I'm not going to do that. I can't be distracted. I need to finish the show. I'll catch Jag TV's show on the podcast feed. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Let's do some prank calls. I've got some gym customers I can call. I have like 8 numbers left. Remember last week when I did gym customers on the only show I did last week? I gave my leftovers to Neon, and she tried to call him on her show, and she didn't get any answers at all, I don't think. So I think these are all still good. Hopefully she doesn't want to use them on a future show. If so, sorry, Neon. They're no good anymore. Sucks to be you.
Who's Dave?
Hey, Dave. This is Frank from the gym.
Okay, yeah.
And I just needed to let you know that we're going to be charging an extra $29.95 onto your account this month.
For what?
It's for a book.
For what? It's
a book. It's called How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way. It's a book that tells you about, you know, it helps you with your weight loss and your working out.
I don't want the book. I don't want the book.
Well, no, it's a part of your membership. So you get the book for free, but you do have to pay for it on your...
Hold on. How can it be free? How can it be free and you're charging me $29?
Well, it's part of your membership. If you read your membership contract, if you had done that when you signed up, you'd know this. We can charge $29.95 and you'll get the book for free the next time you come in.
Well, I'll be there in about 15 minutes and I'll probably be canceling my membership.
Why?
But I will call... the corporate office. I will call the corporate office right now because I know that is not in my contract and you can randomly do that.
Well, no, it's actually a good thing because it's a really good book and it's how to lose weight and how to work out better. It's a companion to your, you know, to your gym membership.
Huh, I really don't need it.
Well, no, you don't know if you don't need it. You've never read it, so how would you know?
Well, because I take and do most of the videos for come up with a lot of their programs, so I don't need it.
Yeah, but the book is better than the videos. Are you just?
Oh, thanks. Now you're making fun of my work.
Are you just not a reader?
I read more than you could ever imagine, mostly contractual language.
Oh, I that doesn't make me feel very stupid. So you know, nice try and everything. But no, I'm just saying, like,
hey,
if there is an audiobook.
I don't want the
alternative,
damn thing, and I don't want it on charge to me.
Look,
I will be in the gym in a little bit.
But listen,
we will settle it then.
Listen, goddammit.
Probably lost a member.
Listen, goddammit.
No, you don't cuss. You don't cuss at me, mister.
I'm not cussing. I'm just saying.
You just cussed me.
Look, there's an audiobook option if you don't know how to read. And it's nothing to be ashamed of.
I know how to read, you son of a bitch. I'm sick of you, and you've just lost a member.
Well, that's kind of rude. Uh-oh. Let me try him back. He's very insecure about his inability to read. I can understand that, though. That would be embarrassing.
Hey, you've reached it.
All right, Dave's not answering. Let's move on to the next one. Hello, Gabriella?
No.
Oh, is she available?
No, she's not. Who is this?
This is Dave from the gym.
Oh, okay. Could I help you with something? I'm her mom.
Oh, okay. No, I just needed to let her know that we're going to be charging an extra $29.95 to her bill.
Why?
It's just for a book. It's a book she'll receive next time she comes in. It's called How to Lose
Weight. What book?
It's called How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way, and it's a book on weight loss and working out and stuff.
I don't think she ordered a book.
Well, no, it just comes with the membership for free.
You just said it was an additional $29.99.
Well, that's just a membership fee. You know, that doesn't have exactly anything to do with the book. I don't know. The manager did it all fancy-like, so it's all legal. It's all on the up and up.
But it's not an additional fee to the $29.99 I'm paying per month?
it's going to be an additional $29.95. It's like you're going to be charged twice this month.
No, I do not want that.
Well, no, it's not a choice. It's just for the book.
We didn't order the book.
I know, but...
And nobody told me about this when we signed up.
Everyone gets a copy of the book.
Okay, could I talk to the manager, please?
Well, he's not here right now. He's at a book signing. He's actually the author of the book. His name is Frank Patterson.
I know, but the thing is, we didn't order a book. And when I signed up for this gym membership, nobody told me anything about this. And I don't want a book for $30. I could find it on Amazon for $10.
No, it's not. It's actually, it's a brand new book, and he's selling it on
it. I'm telling you, I don't want the book, and if I see a charge on my bill, I will sign us out of this gym membership.
Well, I've already put the charge through. And listen, you don't need to get all snippy with me. I'm sorry, what?
Who's your manager's name?
His name's Frank Patterson. He's a famous author. And you can't find that book for... Hey, shut up. No, listen, you can't find that book on Amazon for
$10. Fuck you!
Why are you saying... My sales skills just suck, apparently. I'm doing something wrong.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I really want to tell her that she can't get it on Amazon for $10. Frank wouldn't put it that low yet. It's a brand new book.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mrs. Workman?
No, I speak English.
Yes, you do. You said hello. You didn't say bueno, you said hello.
No, I speak English.
I know you speak English.
Yes.
Why'd you say hello then? That lady's full of crap. I guess I am done with gym people for now. I just deleted all the ones that didn't answer. I'm sure you're all happy about that, because you're probably getting sick of gym customers every other show. So they're all gone, until I get some more of them. Tomorrow. We need to talk about circuit breaker boxes, for some reason. I'm sure anyone that's been listening to PLA or PCN for any length of time, eventually you're going to hear the calls where we call up a business and convince them to turn off all of the breakers in the breaker box. You know, their little fuse box thing in the back of the store. We get them to shut off all the power, and it makes all the lights go off, and it makes a bunch of alarms go all crazy, and it's hilarious. I've heard many people do this. I kind of think that it was started on the phone show, but I'm not for sure. I don't remember any ever happening before the phone show. I just remember we somehow came up with that idea, and it was mainly, I think Legend started doing it at first. And then I did at least one of them. And just now I was looking on Legend's YouTube page and I found links to a couple of other breaker calls that I didn't remember ever happening. One of them's actually me getting the lady to turn off the power. There's another one by Legend that I didn't remember. And then more recently we got that lady at Radio Shack to shut off all of her power and close her store. And I've heard Tabachi do this before and Trainwreck. I think they've both done gyms because that's just hilarious when the power goes off at a gym. And everyone falls off their treadmill, and people break their arms. That's the best. Anyway, I'm going to play a part of one of Legend's calls to, I think, a Quick Trip, maybe a 7-Eleven, I can't remember, where he got a male employee to shut off the breakers in the store.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. This is Randy. How can I help you?
Good morning, Randy. This is Bob Bacon from 7-Eleven Corporate.
Uh-huh.
We're getting a red condition on some of your sensors there. I need for you to go to your breaker box and reset all the switches. And leave them off for about 15 seconds, and then turn them all back on, starting with the smallest one, working your way up to the main.
All right, just 1 second, sir.
I'm going to chop this one up, because it runs about 15 minutes. I know you guys don't want to listen to 15 minutes of Legend. Who would want to listen to that? But what happens is, after a little more convincing, Legend gets this guy to go into the back room. He doesn't have a cordless phone, so he just leaves the phone on the counter. But Legend tells the guy, Randy, that he needs to scream as loud as he can the numbers of the switches that he's hitting. So soon we start hearing this. Oh my God.
1, 2, 3. He's so passionate about it.
So the entire clip is pretty much just this guy at 7-Eleven screaming numbers really loud across the store so we can hear it, and just us giggling hysterically at it, making comments. And there is a reason I'm mentioning all of this. It's because I want to play Legend's other call, which is much more hilarious, to a Circle K employee who also turns off all the switches. But so you don't get bored with it, I'm going to play this prank call in song format. So here it goes.
Okay, Pam speaking.
Hello, ma'am. It's Roy Gerbell.
Yes?
I'm calling you from the corporate cell.
Okay.
There's a problem you need to know. Your system's down and the network's slow.
Oh, great.
Every time you make a sale, the board lights up and the hard drive fails. But don't worry, we can make it stop. Head to the back and find the breaker box. Okay, now just you listen.
Do what you're told.
You need to flip all the switches.
All of them?
We're resetting the system.
I'm scared to do this.
Flip all the switches. We'll fix this now. We need your help. This is a part of working in retail.
Okay, then.
Don't you worry, we're almost through. Open the door label panel 2. Okay, now just you listen.
We gotta do this now?
You need to flip all the switches.
All of these in front of me?
We're resetting the system.
Well, what system are you trying to reset?
Flip all the switches. I know you hear alarms going off.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
And you think you need to call your boss. Customers keep coming in. Keep your focus and please ignore them. This is the worst problem I've ever seen.
Oh, great.
Now it's affecting all of the machines. We've got one last chance to gain control.
Hold on, then.
Find the door labeled 900 volts. Okay, now just you listen.
I sign your paycheck.
You need to flip all the switches. We're resetting the system.
It's gonna shut the whole store down.
Flip all the switches.
That's gonna cut me and you off too.
It's okay, ma'am. The lights went out.
Whoops, there went the light.
The circuit's waiting for another route.
I can't see anything.
Flipping all the breakers down the road.
4, 5,
oh shit,
6.
You're on a cordless phone.
Hello? Now do I turn them back on?
Yes, ma'am, you turn them back on.
Hold on, then.
Every time you turn one on, you have to tell me that you turn it on. You have to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, it looks like everything's back on.
I'm checking the board now, and as a matter of fact, some of the lights are now turned from red to green, so it's actually working.
And I'm green on that side?
It looks like, yes, ma'am, it's a very successful job. You've done a very good job. Have yourself a cup of coffee on the house.
I've worked here for over a year, and I've never had anybody call me in the middle of the night and have me do that.
It happens from time to time, ma'am. It rarely happens, but it does happen.
Okay. So all of my computers and everything will all come back up and everything?
It might take about 2 or 3 hours, but they will come back up.
Okay, then. So it's okay for us to hang up then?
Yeah.
So that was Legend's Call, where I dubbed my voice in and took his out. So it's better that way, you know? But if you do want to hear the original version of that call, it's completely worth listening to. You should definitely listen to it. It's on YouTube, either my YouTube or Legend's YouTube. I just put a link to a bunch of these breaker calls in the show notes. So if you think the whole idea of getting a store to shut down all of their electricity is hilarious, then you'll probably enjoy all of the links to the calls I put in the show notes. So definitely go listen to those. In fact, you know what? Instead of ending today's show with a song, I'm just going to play that call of Legends. It's 10 minutes long and it's amazing. And I screw with the call the entire time, trying to ruin it by playing sound effects. But he manages to get her to do it, and it's hilarious. And she doesn't like my sound effects. And that's what you're going to hear on the end of today's show. And by the way, I did pause the show and I listened to a bunch of JAG TV making prank phone calls with his mom, which was pretty funny. Just the whole idea of it. So now I'm really behind on putting the show together. I have to quit soon. So today's show probably is going to be short. Either that or I'm going to have to release it tomorrow, but I really don't want to do that. But just so you guys know, the shortness and or the lateness is completely JAGTV's fault. That was a pretty funny show, though. JAGTV and his mom, if anyone wants to go back and listen to that. It's not in the show reel, but I'm sure it'll be on the podcast feed soon. Speaking of the podcast feed, on prankcallnation.com, for all of the other shows that aren't mine, Carlito did a show last night, Carlito and Milkman, and he called some of my bank customers and accused one of the customers of sleeping with her loan agent. And there was another one, too. I can't remember the other one. But if you look either on the show reel for Mixlr on Prank Call Nation or just the podcast feed, eventually you'll hear that show and a bunch of others, too. You know what this show hasn't had enough of? Voicemails. Let's listen to voicemails.
Miss the Cat.
Of course.
It seems you have failed to understand the severity of Olga's situation.
Maybe that's because before you were broadcasting on a walkie-talkie phone. But that's my nice way of saying, wow, this voicemail sounds really clear.
Not only is she still in a hole in my basement, I am forcing her to listen to a song over and over again. Would you like to hear the song as well?
Well,
let's go check up on Olga and see just how she is at the moment.
Turn it off!
No, Olga. No.
I hate this song. Help!
No one can hear you, Olga.
Poor Olga.
Help, Brad. Where are you?
I am leaving a message for Mr. Carter.
Hey, Incognito. Turn it down for a minute. I want to show you something.
What is it, Olga?
I'm out of lotion. Can you hand me another bottle?
Yes, let me get you another bottle of lotion. Here you go. Here it is.
I can't reach it.
Here.
Can you bring it in closer?
I'm reaching as far as I can. No, here it is. I'm bringing it as far as I can. What is it? Here
gotcha.
You go. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what? Oh, no. Olga has pulled me down in the hole and she's jumping out. Oh, no. What am I going to do? Help.
You're starting to sound like Frankie.
Actually, Incognito, I have a joke for you. What's the difference between you and a phone?
What is it?
Unlike you, a phone never had to put lotion on the skin.
No, no, I hate lotion. Oh no, turn it down, this song is horrible. Olga, Olga, get back here, Olga!
Okay, and then it just kind of abruptly ends right there. So I'm not sure what to make of that. I think Olga probably escaped and turned the tables on Incognito. Hopefully. Maybe we'll hear from Olga soon. Incognito's plan's been foiled once again.
Hey, Roy. I just wanted to call and let you know about something, but then I noticed something else that I need to tell you about. The number for the voicemail is 422-5309, and 5309 is the part of the number in that song. You know?
Yeah.
That song.
The song.
And so there's that. Also, I wanted to...
Was that a question? Because the answer is that Google Voice lets you choose the last digits of your phone number, if they're available, and I chose 5309. I figured that would be a easy number to remember.
Try and get that number, because in New Zealand, I live in the 8. Numbers in my area start with 8, and there is an area where you can get 867 numbers. So I figure if I can get 867-5309, that'd be pretty sweet. Anyway, the other thing...
You might make some money on that, because I remember some guy, like maybe 10 years ago, sold the area code 212-867-5309. He sold it for a bunch of money on eBay or something. So having the full number could be a nice money-making opportunity for you.
There's a cactus mailbox in my hometown that's quite famous, like locally famous. But, you know, cactus mailbox, I wanted to know if I sent you a picture of it, you would want to use it for something like the picture on, you know, the Snowfar show, because that'd be cool.
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, send any pictures you want. If I don't like it, I'll just throw it away. I'll probably write you back and tell you that it's stupid and gay and I don't like it, but it's worth a try to, you know, get it featured as the show artwork.
Yo, what's going on, Roy?
Hello.
You know, I've been watching your pranks for some years now.
Yay.
Not really. About a year.
So you're a liar.
Probably not going to listen to this because you're fat.
It's like, true.
Honestly, you should probably kill yourself. Just kidding. Don't kill yourself, because then I'll go to jail. But I really like, you know, your social engineering techniques. And, yeah.
Thanks.
Cactus.
I like your social engineering technique, where you tried to get me to kill myself. That was the best.
Hey, Brad. It's Anonymous. And I was wondering, whatever happened to...
Is this the same guy?
Evil Cal and Murdoch and... I don't know, I was just... It's 4:14 a.m. local time here in Washington State. And, yeah, I was just wondering, whatever happened to those people? And, that's about it. I'm going to stay up until about 7 a.m., and I'm going to call my local Fred Meyer and try to get on their paging system. Wish me luck. It's probably not going to fucking work. But, this is what my life is reduced to, is doing pranks that you already did in the 90s.
It's an awesome prank, though, if you can get it to work.
In the 90s. Peace out.
Yeah, Evil Cal and Murdoch, they're still around. They're friends with me on Facebook, and we all chat occasionally. They've just grown up, and I haven't, so I'm still here doing the show, and they're moving on with life, unlike me. In fact, Murdoch was at the DEF CON that we were at in 2011. Wow, I guess that's kind of a long time ago. Okay, never mind. I was thinking that was more recent. But yeah, Murdoch was there. He's in a ton of photos with me at DEF CON. So he still shows up from time to time.
Hey, Darb. It's Aglo.
Darb? Darb? Who's Darb? This must be a wrong number.
I totally don't have a joke for you today.
Why would you have a joke? You didn't even call the right person. That's so weird. Who the hell was that? I guess that's just what I get for having such a common last four digits of my phone number, 5309. That's gotta be it.
Oh yeah, this is Corbin again. Looks like I have to leave two messages a day.
Actually, the first message you left was a minute and 7 seconds of complete silence. So you're a big dummy that didn't hook up your microphone right or something, or had your mute button on, I don't know, but it was blank.
That's probably it for the week. More weather reports by Frankie.
Of course.
More weather reports by Frankie. All right.
Yeah, Frankie. We haven't done Frankie lately. I don't even know if I'm allowed to do Frankie anymore because he's getting to be a pretty big deal. He's got like some sort of television deal of some sort. I keep hearing about he's been featured on some news stories and stuff. Everybody loves Frankie, but let's see. Forecasts for this week. It looks like we had a major winter storm to hit Newfoundland on Monday. That's today. Wait, is today Monday? Yeah, today's Monday. But I guess it's too late for those people, so sorry, you guys. We've also got a winter storm hitting Wisconsin on Tuesday, and we've got one hitting Tennessee on Wednesday. So I guess I'll play Tuesday. Let's hear what he has to say about Tuesday.
This is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Major winter storm is headed towards Wisconsin on Tuesday, March 3rd.
Wisconsin on?
2015. It's going to bring up to 20 plus centimeters of snow, which is 6 to 12 inches of snow in the state of Wisconsin, especially in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Madison, Wisconsin as well. And it's going to be a lot of snow. It's going to be some high winds after the storm that could cause blowing and drifting snow in the state of Wisconsin, especially in Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin as well. It's going to bring blowing snow in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and across Wisconsin as well. It's going to bring very strong winds. It's going to be blowing and drifting snow. It's going to be snow drifts in the state of Wisconsin, especially in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Madison, Wisconsin as well. It's going to be a lot of snow. Winds are going to be very strong.
What about the beaches? Tell us about the beaches in Wisconsin.
Leaves, Wisconsin. It's going to be very strong winds come from the northwest that could blow snow around the state of Wisconsin, including Green Bay, Wisconsin as well. It's going to be...
If you live at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay, be careful.
Very strong winds and streets, roads, highways, and interstate highways will be snow-covered. It'll be very slippery drive for the conditions. It's going to be treacherous drive for the conditions in the state of Wisconsin as well.
Okay, I think he said everything that he's going to say. He's just going to start repeating and tell us to charge our iPads. Wait, we got to hear that part.
Major snowstorm Russell hit Southern Minnesota and Iowa as well.
Shit. Plot twist.
It's going to bring very strong winds with a lot of snow. It's going to be blowing and drifting snow in the state of Wisconsin as well. People in Wisconsin, be prepared. Hey, if you went to boots ready, winter jackets ready, hats and gloves, scarf and ski pants is ready. Order your pizzas and order your Chinese food. Buy cases of Pepsi, buy cases of Coke. Do your grocery shopping. Don't wait till last minute. Do it right now. Have your iPads charged. Have your iPods charged. Have your cell phones charged.
Okay, that's all I wanted to hear. iPads and iPhones. I think that's enough. There's still another whole minute left. I am putting a link to that video in the show notes right now, so people that live in Wisconsin, please watch that ASAP and heed Frankie's advice. And also there's one about Wednesday. There's going to be a winter storm in Tennessee on Wednesday. Frankie always has the best advice. Everyone should be subscribed to youtube.com/dogsandwolves. That's Frankie's own TV station where he will give you weather reports. Good old Frankie. Remember earlier when I was rambling on and on about Carlito's show last night, where he called some of my bank customers? I'm going to play the one bank call customer I heard from Carlito last night, because I decided to call back the person that he called, and I just got through to her. So here, first, let me play Carlito's call. Here it is.
Late for that, though.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling from the loan department.
Yes?
You said you wanted to talk to Eric?
No.
You left a message here. You need to talk to Eric if you have a chance before the notary comes in.
Well, that's already been done. That was days ago.
I know, but...
The notary's come and everything's signed and...
Mm-hmm.
It's well, okayed.
He says we have him here. And he says that after that got done, that the both of you had consensual sex inside his office here.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he's saying that it was the two of you that had consensual sex in his office.
Oh, go to hell.
Well, is that true?
So that was one of Carlito's calls from last night. And here is my follow-up call from about 10 minutes ago.
Hello?
Hello, Willa?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the Bank of America. I understand you.
It's who?
It's Roy from the Bank of America. I'm in the refinancing department. I guess you received a call yesterday from one of our other employees here.
Mm-hmm. And I have no idea who it was.
Oh, you don't
remember? And it wasn't very pleasant.
Well, we heard this one guy, the janitor, his name's Carlito. He was like laughing about it. He said he got into my office and looked at the paperwork on my desk and called you, like as a joke, just as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But then he wouldn't tell me what he said. What did he say?
He told me that Eric had told him that I had gone to his office and had consensual sex.
Oh my goodness.
And I said, I've never even looked Eric in the face. I don't even know where he's at. I said, what city is he in? Okay, I looked that up on the tablet, and I've Googled it, and I'm not going to let this go. Something has to be done.
Oh, well, you know, Eric's just like that. He tells everyone in the office that he has sex with everyone, like every single client. He's like, she was a good fuck.
Get rid of him then.
Oh no, he's a good person. He's a good loan agent. He's just undersexed, I think. He's just constantly bragging about sex with people he works with.
I wouldn't even dream of doing anything like that. It's just...
I know.
I'm almost 79 years old, for heaven's sakes. Leave the poor woman alone and don't accuse her of doing things like that.
Yeah, well, that was just the janitor. That was Carlito. I don't know. He must have been high or something when he was cleaning the office.
Well,
he stole my paperwork.
My son's an attorney, and I'm telling you, I said I'm not going to let this go. I even tried to call Eugene. Eugene was very nice with me and right up front and everything.
Oh, I hate Eugene. Eugene's a motherfucker.
Do?
Yeah, Eugene's a motherfucker. He takes everything so seriously here. Yeah, I just want to punch Eugene in the face. But he was nice.
Very honest with me, and I just And then when they said that Eric sat right there while this guy was talking to me, and I'm very upset. I mean, I financed my home through Bank of America the first time, and then I thought, this is going to be good. It's going to help me lower my payment and lower my interest rate, and then I can breathe a little bit. And then something like this happens, and how do they get into the office and get all that information? That's what worries me.
Well, he's the janitor. He has to get in to, like, empty my trash can and stuff.
Well, he shouldn't be looking into stuff that's not his business.
Yeah, he always figures out my computer password and leaves, like, inappropriate screensavers on my screen.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I know where the call came from.
I'm sick of Carlito. Where did it come from?
It came from Connecticut.
Connecticut? That's where Ken Kniff lives. But we don't have any offices in Connecticut.
Well, it was a Connecticut area code, and when I put the number in, it came up that it was private.
Well, I know Carlito.
I've tried to call that number, and it won't let me call it.
Oh, well, I know Carlito. He moved here from Connecticut years ago. Maybe he kept his cell phone number.
Well, he might be in some trouble because I'm not going to let it go.
Oh, well, you know, like he's kind of an idiot anyway. You know, you should leave him alone.
He should leave me alone, for heaven's sakes. He had no business calling me.
Yeah,
like
but it was just one single phone call. It's not worth, you know, getting a lawyer and everything over, is it?
Oh, yes, it is.
Is it really? Just over a single phone call?
You're darn right. When he calls and tells me that I've been doing things like that I wouldn't even dream of doing.
Are you going to charge him with two counts of being rude?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you ought to talk to my son.
Why? Is he the attorney?
Yes, he is.
Oh, he probably gets so sick of you, just like every little thing that goes wrong in your life.
No, he doesn't get sick of me.
You're
no,
like,
he
oh,
doesn't.
Son, you're a lawyer. Sue that person.
What'd you say your name is, Roy?
Yeah, my name is Roy.
You kind of sound like the one that called me last night.
No, I sound nothing like him. He's a dirty janitor, and I'm a upstanding office worker.
Has he got an accent?
Carlito?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say an accent. He is Mexican, though. He's very Mexican.
He doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, well, he doesn't sound Mexican, but I don't know.
And to call me on a Sabbath day at almost 11 o'clock at night, that's just not kosher.
Would it be better if he called you on Monday nights instead of...
No, not and say things like that. Absolutely not.
Oh.
I'm a Christian lady.
Well, I am, too. I'm a Christian lady, too.
You are?
Yeah, you know, and yeah, we wouldn't let him talk that way around the office. That's probably why he calls our customers. He's just blowing off steam.
Well, I think he owes me something.
Okay, I could have him call you back late tonight.
No.
In about three or four hours?
I don't want no call late tonight, no.
All right. Well, just for my records here, I just need to write this down. Can you just confirm for me that you have not had sex with Eric?
I don't have to do that.
Oh, no. If you don't confirm that, I'm just going to assume that it's true.
What's your last name?
Zurbel.
Zurbel?
Yeah.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure. It's G-Z-F-E-L.
You don't even know.
No, I've got... I'm working on it. I'm a little drunk right now. Sorry. B-E-L.
Well, then you shouldn't be calling me either.
Well, I have to do my job sometime. Come on.
And you're drunk?
Well, it's...
They need to get rid of you too, sir.
No, it's near the end of the day. It's fine to drink at the end of the day.
Not where I grew up at.
Well, we didn't grow up with you, so...
Well, you're...
We're not prudes.
You're not too lucky, then.
I'm lucky? Why am I lucky?
Okay, your name is Roy?
Yep, Roy Zurbel.
G?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and spell it.
G-Z...
Please.
F-E-B-E-L.
And how can I get a hold of you?
If you just call the number on your caller ID, that's my direct line.
That, that your direct line?
Yep.
Okay, and who was it you said that called me?
Yeah, Carlito. He's a motherfucker. Like, to be honest, he is a motherfucker. And I'm sick of his shit.
Carlito.
Yep, Carlito. Right, Carlito the motherfucker.
No,
like,
I'm
capital
not gonna
the
do that.
Capital
you
motherfucker.
You shouldn't be using that kind of language either.
Well, there's really no other way to describe him.
Well, okay. I thank you, and absolutely not. I did not have sex with that.
Okay.
Person.
All right. Well, I guess I believe you.
And I can
you,
take that to the bank. I swear on a Bible.
But
I don't even know where he's at. I don't even know what he looks like.
Take it to the bank.
I don't care to.
That was a good one, ma'am. That was a good one. Take it to the bank.
Yep. Betcha.
I'm going to use that a lot from now on.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too.
Sweet dreams tonight. Wow, I am glad I called her back, because Carlito needs to be warned that her son the lawyer is coming after him. Watch out, Carlito. Okay, I've done enough show for one day. It's really late now. Since making that call to the bank lady, I've been to the grocery store and done other errands and cooked dinner and watched an episode of Bob's Burgers, and now I just need to wrap this stupid thing up so I can release it tonight instead of tomorrow. So thanks for listening to the show. I will try to do a show every single day this week, but most likely I'll just end up doing one more before the week's over. Please support the PLA at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org on Skype. I mean, phonelosers.org/cactus. That is actually the third time I've accidentally said phonelosers.org on Skype instead of phonelosers.org/cactus in the past year on this show. And if you used to listen to the phone show, you probably know why. Usually I edit that part out when I make that mistake. Stupid, stupid, stupid me, but I'm too lazy tonight. Anyway, bye everyone! Today we're ending the show with Legend's amazing prank phone call to the nervous Circle K lady.
Circle K, Pam speaking.
Hello, Pam. This is Bob Bakian from the central office. Hello?
Hello.
Hi there. We're monitoring a red line condition on our remote sensors for your store. I do believe that you need to have reset the system. Do you know how to do this?
Yeah.
Hear the phone back to the back to reset the system. Okay, I need for you to go to the main breaker box. No, I mean for the main breaker box, not for the pumps. I mean for the power to the.
Okay, where it says pre-tow power center.
No, I'm talking about the electrical power, the main breaker box where you open the door and there's breakers in there. I need for you to turn all them off for about 15 seconds and then turn them back on.
All of them?
All of them and leave them off for about 15 seconds and then turn them back on.
Panel 2D, panel 1D, D1, all of these in front of me?
All of them, ma'am. Every breaker in every box, turn them off and then turn them back on in 15 seconds. It'll reset the system.
It's going to shut the whole store down.
Well, I understand that because that's the only way that it happens, ma'am.
We got to do this now?
Yes, ma'am, right now. It won't take very long. Just turn them all off for 15 seconds and then turn them back on.
Oh, great. I'm scared to do this.
It's fine.
I'm afraid to do this.
It's okay. And there's no electrical power on that side of the box. They're made of plastic. It's all right. Nothing will happen. It'll reset the circuits on this end, though.
Okay, I've got 2, 4, 6, 7 panels, right?
Turn them all off and then turn them back. Turn them off, ma'am, and then 15 seconds later, turn them all back on.
That's going to cut me and you off, too.
Well, I probably understand that, but every time you turn a breaker off, I need for you to say 1, 2, 3, 4, just count them off.
Turn them off one at a time.
Yes.
For 15 seconds.
No, you have to turn them all off, but hit them one at a time and until they're all off, and then turn them back on 15 seconds later.
Well, what system are you trying to reset?
The main panel alarm shows here, it's red, and the only way to reset it on my end is for you to reset it on your end, and that is removing the power, waiting 15 seconds, and then rebooting the power.
You mean on for the pumps?
Ma'am, I need mean for every breaker in the store, ma'am. Every breaker in the store.
All right, we're probably going to get disconnected then.
Just make sure you sound off as you turn each breaker off. You know, one, click, two, click, three, click. Like that, so I can hear it.
But they all start with one.
I know, but as you... I know, ma'am, but just... I'm not talking about each individual breaker. Just say one, click, two, click, three, click. Every box. You may begin immediately. Go ahead.
One, two, three, four, five, six. I don't have a 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't have 11 or 12, 13, 14. I don't have a 15 or 16, 17, 18, 21, 22, 25, 26, 29, 30, 33, 34, 37, 38. I don't know what that is. Okay, now do I wait and turn that on or just keep on turning them off?
Just keep on turning them off until they are all off, and then 15 seconds after they are all off, turn them back on.
Whoop, there went the lights. And I can't see anything.
Ha ha!
We mean ha ha. Am I supposed to be doing this?
Absolutely, ma'am. I'm the authoritative
voice.
What'd
you go ha ha for? What'd you go ha ha for?
Ma'am, that was my phone. I got a text message, and that's what it sounds like when I get a text message.
Legend, what'd you go ha-ha for?
Nice.
That's my phone. That's what it sounds like when I get a text message.
Why'd you do that, Legend?
I didn't do it.
I pulled out of it real good, though.
Yeah, that was great.
That was very, very good recovery. You get props for that.
Dude, he gets props for everything. He's a legend.
Circle K. Ha ha. Hello.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Now, do I turn them back on?
Yes, ma'am, you turn them back on.
All right, hold on, then.
Did you light candles?
Well, you have to every time you turn one on, you have to tell me that you turn it on. You have to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And you have to give each switch a cute nickname.
Yeah.
Like Flippy or Switchy.
Little Wizzly.
Switchy.
Gun.
Switchy the switch.
Gunfinger.
Inky, Blinky, Pokey, Clyde.
Don't use Clyde, though. That one's trademarked by 7-Eleven.
Use your imagination. So.
Yeah.
Ouch, no. He's still clicking. I'm gonna tell her to light up a wad of toilet paper now and drop it in the gas tank.
Okay.
It's okay. We have it.
I'm down with that.
We have it reset on this side so it won't explode.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I'm holding down the F7 so it's safe.
Okay.
Are you there?
What?
Hello. Hello, ma'am.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Yes?
Is everything fine?
Let me make sure everything's back on. I'm shaking like a leaf.
Oh, shit.
I wish that stupid phone was
back on. Why are you shaking like...
Huh?
I'm sorry, ma'am. It's my children. They're text messaging me. They want to go to the beach later, and I'm keep on saying no, and each time there's another one.
But it scares me that I feel like I'm being set up here.
You're not being set up, ma'am. Everything's going to be fine. I'm checking the board now, and as a matter of fact, some of the lights are now turned from red to green, so it's actually working.
Okay, it looks like everything's back on, and I'm green on that side.
It looks like everything's green on this side. Yes, ma'am, it's a very successful job. You've done a very good job. Have yourself a cup of coffee on the house.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Praise James.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay.
So everything's okay.
Are you still shaking?
Yes.
Everything's okay. Why are you shaking?
Because I don't know. People just have a tendency to call up and you know, set people up and stuff. And I just, I've worked here for over a year, and I've never had anybody call me in the middle of the night and have me do that. You know, so it's kind of scary, you know, for me.
It happens from time to time, ma'am. It rarely happens, but it does happen.
Okay. So all of my computers and everything will all come back up and everything?
It might take about two or three hours, but they will come back up.
Okay, then. So it's okay for us to hang up then? Hello? Hello?
Everything? Well, probably.
Hello?
Yeah. Weed every day?
Huh?
Smoke weed every day!
We gotta do this now.
You need to flip all the switches.
All of these in front of me?
We're resetting the system.
Well, what system are you trying to reset?
Flip all the switches. I know you hear alarms going off.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
And you think you need to call your boss. Customers, keep coming in. Keep your focus and please ignore them. This is the worst problem I've ever had.